If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. We'll begin reading at verse 25. The Bible says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awaked out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house.' And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced," now watch this, "believing in God with all his house." I want to preach a little while this morning. Now, we know that Paul and Silas, they're in prison for preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, for just preaching the Word of God. And while they're here in prison at midnight, it said, when most of us would have been humdrum and downcast, they begin to sing songs, hymns, amen, and begin to pray to the Lord, amen. Begin to talk to God, amen, and communicate with their Heavenly Father. And he said the prisoners heard them as they were singing these songs. I believe there was a stirring took place down in the jailhouse, amen. I believe there was something happened down there. Praise God, a lot of those folks never got over. I know there was something happened on a Wednesday night, 1976, to a little old 14-year-old boy, Brother John, and I ain't ever got over, and I hope that I never do, amen. Hey, it was a Holy God, a God of glory moved upon my heart, saved my soul from a devil's hell, and put my feet on a different path, and I thank God for that power that he had. And we see the same thing happening here in the Word of God. We see Paul and Silas as they were stirred of God, and they was praising God because of who he is, amen. I want to say he is the creator and sustainer of the universe. Contrary to what all science and everything else may say, praise God, God created all that we see. And I appreciate a creator God, amen, because I know if he created, praise God, he created me. Amen, amen. He created you too, and I thank God for that this morning. So we see what took place. We see a shaking takes place down there at the jailhouse, and we see folks begin to get stirred down in their souls. And we see something take place. Now, I want to preach for just a little while this morning on this very familiar passage on a transformation process. The transformation process. I want to see what took place here. And we see in verse 31 here at the Philippian jailer, or verse 30, he said, the Philippian jailer, he asked this question. He said, "What must I do to be saved?" I want to say, ask you a question this morning. If somebody asked you this morning, "What must I do to be saved?" What would you tell them? What would we tell people if they asked the question? There's a lot of people would like to know. Amen. A whole lot more than what we think would like to know how to be saved. I don't believe there's a person in this universe that would like to die and go to hell. Huh? Hell's an awful place this morning. A place of turmoil, a place of eternal punishment, a place with no reprieve. And I don't believe there's a person here this morning that would want to go to hell. I don't believe there's a person out there in the world that we'd want to see die and go to hell. Amen. So if a person come and ask us this morning, "What must I do to be saved?" What would we tell them? What would be our answer? I'll tell you what our answer needs to be. You need to tell them that they would actually need to become a Christian. Amen. Stay with me. What we need to tell them is they actually need to become a Christian. What is a Christian? A Christian is a follower of Christ. Amen. He's one that follows the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust in him, we believe in him, and we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We follow his pattern. In order to do that, we have to believe that he was, that he is, praise God, and that he is the redeemer of men, that he is the savior of the world. If he's not, then he's the greatest liar that ever lived. He's the greatest fraud and phony that's ever walked upon the earth. But we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he is truth. Amen. He is true. He is truth. He is absolute. Praise God. He is God in the flesh. He was God in flesh. He's manifest, praise God. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. He cares about us enough to come and be born in a manger so many years ago. We're going to celebrate Christmas in just a few weeks. Amen. And we do. We're not celebrating. We're celebrating that a God that came from glory. Amen. Set aside the glory and came as a lowly babe in a lowly manger. As Brother Roberts already said, he was born in a barn. Amen. He didn't come to, he didn't come in great attire. He didn't come to ruin it, but he came as a lowly Savior, praise God, born in a manger in Bethlehem. Amen. So when we see this, we got to realize that what we need to tell people when they ask us, what must I do to be saved, is you actually need to become a Christian. Amen. So what does it mean? I want to give you about five things. If you want to do an outline this morning, let me just give you about five things right quickly that we need to do in order, that we need to be able to tell them in order to become a Christian. Number one, they got to have the right attitude of the heart. Amen. I want to say it's a heart thing this morning. Amen. I'm afraid a whole lot of people have got in their minds, they know who Jesus is, but I want to say it takes a transformation of the heart. It takes a transformation process down in the soul of men, amen, for men to be saved. We can believe in our head all day long and be lost without God. There's a lot of folks that's going to slip on out of here and he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Said, because you had a head knowledge, but you never had a heart knowledge. How do you know? Because when you have a heart knowledge, your attitude will change. Amen. Now you say, well, preacher, you know what? I read my Bible every day. And preacher, I go to church every time the doors is open. And you say, well, preacher, you know what? I like to pray and talk to God. And all those is good things. We should be doing those things. Amen. If we truly love the Lord, the attitude of our heart should put us in the right perspective and attitude of heart, amen, to do those things. But I'm afraid sometimes we do them with the wrong attitude. Amen. We do them because we want to expect something from God. Not because we love Him, because He saved us and forgave us our sins. So what we do, it's kind of like a rebel, somebody that's rebelling against God, amen, or rebelling against government, amen. Could you imagine somebody that's rebelling against the government? We've got a lot of those in the world today. And there is a time when we got to stand up and say, well, wait a minute, that's ungodly, we can't go with it, amen. I'm afraid those times are upon us. But I want to say, could you imagine somebody that was rebelling against the government and they get a hold of the laws of the government, the laws of the land, Brother Jeff? Let me borrow you just a minute. I'll just show you this. So they get a hold of the laws of the land and this old fella, he's rebelling against God. And he gets a copy of the laws of the land and boy, he peels over him. He reads them and he studies till he knows all the laws of the land. He knows what the law says inside it. I know an old fella that knew that one time. His name was Paul. Amen. But this fella, he's rebelling against the government, but he's got all the laws. He knows everything about the law. He knows everything they need to know. Amen. He knows it forward and backwards. He knows all the law. He knows what's right. He knows what the government tells him is wrong. So he asks him, and he knows all this without any intention of changing his attitude. Without any intention of quitting his rebellious ways. Let me ask you a question. Should the government give him a reprieve? Should they pardon him? Huh? Hey, he knows all about the law. He knows it front and back. He knows what's right. He knows what's wrong. Should the government pardon him? Amen. You mean why he's standing there with the law and knowledge he has, with his weapon of rebellion in his hand, the government shouldn't pardon him? He has all the right information. So you're saying this morning that even though he knows everything that's right, we shouldn't pardon him, the government shouldn't pardon him? Huh? See, that's what happens when we get caught up in rebellion. We rebel against God. We know what He says. We know what He says to do. We know what He says not to do. But we continue to rebel against God. Hey, listen. Hey, God will not pardon us in a rebellion. Amen. We have to come out of that rebellion. Amen. We have to have a change. Amen. Not a change in our head, but a change in our heart. A change in our heart, listen to me, it'll get us to quit rebelling against what we know. Amen. We'll quit rebelling. Something says, you know what? When you looked at that law and he said, you know what? This is wrong. You can't do this. Then that person puts that away. He gets rid of it. Amen. And then you can say, you know what? Would you forgive me? I didn't. I done it wrongly. But praise God, now that I know it's wrong, I'll not do it no more. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what we need to ask them, when they ask you, they need to actually become a Christian. Amen. They actually need to get the right attitude of the heart. That's what they told this Philippian jailer. Amen. He come to me, he fell on his knees before him. He said, what must I do to be saved? See, he come with the right attitude. Amen. He said, what do I need to do to be changed from the person that I am to the person I need to be? He said, I see what you fellas has got, and what you have is better than what I have. Amen. Amen. He said, I want something better. Amen. How many of you here like to have something better? Amen. Raise your hand. You like to have something better. Amen. Amen. Everybody like to have something that's better. See, what we have, this world gives us, all it gives us is death. Amen. We'll go through this world, and I know you may be young this morning, and you don't think much about it, but your end result is just death if you trust this world. But Jesus said, He came and gave you, He said something better to give you, that He came to give you life everlasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He said it's that attitude of the heart that makes a difference. Over in Romans chapter 12, Paul says in verse 1, says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. He said, after all that God has done for you, praise God. He said, let me tell you what to do. He said, you know about God. You know who He is. He said, put down your rebellion, praise God, against God, and just get on His side. Amen. You know, all the time we're here, people say, yeah, you know what? You ought to just go with the flow. Yeah. Go with the flow of God. Amen. Amen. Go with the flow of godliness. Amen. Forget about the things around us. Forget about the way people, the government, everybody else wants us to go, and just go with God. It'll work every time. Amen. Amen. He'll give you peace and joy of your heart. You won't have to look back over your shoulder and see who's on your trail. Hello? Amen. When you choose to do right, He said, when you offer up yourself as a living sacrifice to God, you say, why would I do that, Pastor? Because He did that for you. Amen. He became a living sacrifice for me and you. Amen. And because I love Him with all my heart, because I'm thankful, because I have gratitude, Brother Andrew, in my heart to my Lord Jesus Christ and to the good God of glory, amen, I make myself a living sacrifice. Brother Rex taught in Sunday school this morning. He said, about admonishing one another. Amen. Hey, because get up and tell people, praise God, this is the way God says to go, so you don't want, because you don't want them to go against God. Because you know they won't be helped. But praise God, when you go with God, amen, it makes all difference. Hey, you say, well, preacher, would it be easy then? It won't ever be easy, praise God, in this world. But praise God, I want to say, the rewards are out of this world. Amen. So we got to get out of the rebellion, amen. We've got to have the right attitude of the heart. Our heart has to be changed. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how do we change our hearts? Amen. We change it when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what Paul and Silas said to this Philippian jailer. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Amen. Hey, listen this morning. Would you like your house to straighten up? Would you like your house to become more orderly? Amen. Well, then he said, you got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You got to trust in Him, amen, to make that difference. Praise the Lord. He's the only one that can. You say, well, preacher, what does it mean to believe on Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. What does it mean? What does it mean to believe? Now, listen to me. What does it mean to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? It means this. It means that we trust Him, that He is the Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, that's it. When we believe just like the Bible says, that He is the Son of God. Amen. When we believe that He is the Son of God, we know that He came from God. He come for me and you, praise God, to save us from our sins. Amen. So we believe on Him. That means we trust in Him. Amen. That He is that one that's going to be there for us. Amen. And we trust in Him for our salvation. He told this Philippian jailer, He said, it's through Him that you have salvation. Amen. There's no other person, there's no other thing in this world that we can trust in for salvation. I heard people say, as a fellow told me a while back, he said, preacher said, this Christianity and stuff, he said, it's just for the weak. He said, it's for those that's not strong enough to stand on their own. It kind of tickled me, but it really wasn't funny. But I thought, I said, you know what? I said, if it wasn't for God holding, propping you up, I said, you'd be dead right now. Amen. I said, it's a good God of glory that gives you every breath you take. Gives you every thought. Amen. Glory be to God. The power to stand. Amen. Without Him, we have nothing. But when we believe in Him, amen, we put our trust in Him for our salvation. Amen. We rely on Him for our help. He is that ever-present help, even in a time of trouble. Amen. That's what it means to believe. Amen. We believe that He is God. You say, well, preacher, I don't really know about all that. He come here and they beat Him and they ridiculed Him. They put Him down. They hung Him on a cross. They killed Him. No, the Bible says they didn't kill Him. Praise God. He gave His life for me and you. He laid down His life, praise God. And hey, He that laid it down, amen. The Bible said He's able to take it up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said the third day, praise God, the old death angel had Him down there bound up. And praise God, the old devil went down there to check on Him, and the old death angel was down there rubbing his eyes, boo-hooing. He said, what's the matter with you? He said, hey, praise God. He said, I couldn't hold Him no more. Amen. Death couldn't hold the Lord Jesus Christ. On that third day, He got up, praise God. He was 100% man and 100% God. Amen. He laid down His life, praise God, and He took it up so that me and you might have life and have it more abundantly. So that we might have a hope in this world. That's faith with expectation. Amen. Looking for the glorious day of His appearing when we'll see Him as He is. Amen. When we can walk those streets of gold. Abraham, I was thinking this morning, Abraham said it, the Bible says that Abraham lived in tents in this world. He was a rich man. Have you ever thought about that? He could have built him a mighty palace. Huh? He could have built him a mighty palace. He had servants and maids, hundreds of them. He could have built him a mighty palace out there in the wilderness, amen, and with in one of them fertile valleys. But praise God, you know what he said? He said, I'm not here to praise God. He said, I'm just a passing through. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. Amen. Well, if we could ever get the attitude, praise God, in our hearts, amen, that we're not camped out here forever. We're just passing through looking for a city. Amen. What about you this morning? You're looking for a city. Amen. Do you believe in the Lord? You're trusting in Him for your salvation? You're relying on Him for your help? Amen. Boy, we need Him. If there's ever been a time that the church needs help, it's the day and hour we live. If there's ever been a time that the world needs help, it's the day and hour we live. Amen. So we have to trust Him. We have to rely on Him. And we have to adhere to Him. We have to actually listen to what God's saying. Amen. Did you hear what I said? That's what believing is. It's listening to what He said. Believe in what He says. When God says that this whole world, this whole place we're living in is going to wax worse and worse, and then the end, what do we do with that? We believe it. Amen. So it's going to get worse and worse, and then the end's coming. Praise God. But for a child of God, we say, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I see the end ahead. Amen. Because we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a right attitude of the heart. We believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You know what that does? That leads to a change of the mind. Amen. We have a change of mind. Amen. We have a change of mind toward God. Now I want to say, it's not just about guilt. It's not just about feelings. It's not just about remorse. Amen. We should have all those. Those are all things that we should feel at times. But it's not that, amen. It's a change of our mind, praise God, toward God. Amen. It's realizing that He's way up here, that He's superior, that He is God. Besides Him, there is no other. Amen. He's the God of the universe, and He's our God. Amen. He's there for us. Let me say this. He's not against us. God loves every one of us this morning. He takes care of with a godly care. If not, we'd already been snuffed out and gone. But He loves every one of us, and He wants to take care of us. He wants to help us. That's why He reached down like a candle and just snuffed you out. Amen? Why He's giving you opportunity, a chance to be here today. So that you could get in, praise God, so realize how much He loves you, that He sent He's the very best He had to die for you across Calvary. Amen? So that you could go free. Amen? But it's not about the feelings. It's not about the remorse. It's not about the guilt they feel. But it's about having a change of mind toward God. That recognizing, praise God, no matter what people say around you, no matter what happens around you, that God is God. Amen. Amen. It's having that mindset that God is the supreme being. Amen. He's the God of the universe, and He is your God too. He said, well, preacher, I've never been saved. I've never asked God, the Lord. I've never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've never asked Him to come to my heart. I've never allowed Him to be the Lord of my life. Well, I'm going to say God's still your God. Amen. Amen. He still loves you and cares for you, even in your rebellion. You may be sitting here today, and you may be like that fellow that knew all about the law. You knew what's right and wrong. Amen. But you continue to rebel. You continue to go your own way. I believe there's a lot of church folk doing that. Amen. I believe they hear me. I believe there's a lot of church folks that claim to be Christians, but they continue to go in their own direction. And we got an attitude in our mind that I'm going to get right one of these days. But when we truly, amen, when we truly become a Christian, amen, we say, you know what? I want to do right because God's given me the right way. Have a change of mind. We have a change of mind toward God. And when we have a change of mind, now listen, when we have a change of mind toward God, we have a change of mind towards sin. I know a lot of people tell me this. They say, well, preacher, if I get saved, if I get in church, if I go with God, I'm going to have to give up all my fun. I'm going to have to give up my pornography. I'm going to have to give up my booze. Huh? I'm going to have to give up my drugs. Huh? Amen. I'm going to have to give up my gambling. I'm going to have to give up all these things. But see, but our mind ain't right because our heart ain't right. When we realize that Jesus died for you, when we realize, do you hear me? Jesus died for you. Amen. Then we have a mindset that, you know what? God loves me. He cares for me. It changes our heart. Amen. Which changes our mind. Amen. And we say, you know what? This pornography is wrong. Amen. You have a change of mind about it. You won't like it no more because you'll see it as sin. You'll see that it's wrong. Amen. You'll see because the Bible tells us it's a disgrace to God. It's the wrong use of sex. Amen. That sex is something that God gives between a husband and a wife. Amen. In a married relationship. Amen. That He gave for procreation, for repopulating the earth, and for them to be able to enjoy each other. And when we pervert that and take that cut, then God begins to reveal to us and say, you know what, praise God, that's not right. Amen. And then He begins to deal with our heart, you know, hey, I could drink just a little bit. But He says, you know what, God convicts your heart. And He says, woe to a man that'll put a strong little drink to his neighbor's lips. And boy, you get a hold of that and you say, oh my goodness. You say, well, preacher, that don't affect me. I do it in my privacy, my own home. I do that where nobody at the church knows about it. I won't say God knows about it. Amen. God knows about it. And praise God, He'll convict your heart of it. But let me ask you, how many little old youngins, how many people around you see that? How many little old fellas will see that and they think, you know why? I seen such and such do that. It must be all right. You know what that is? That's taking that strong drink and that's putting it to the neighbor's lips. You know, preacher, I never give it to them. Hey, praise God, you're doing the same thing. Amen. The same things with our drugs and our booze. All those things. Amen. See what happens when we truly accept Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us a change of heart which changes our mind to all these things. He takes them out of the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. I realize I don't need that no more. I don't need something to stimulate me. I need the Lord to empower me.
Amen.
Amen. I need the strength and the power of a holy God to take the place of the substances of this world. Amen.
Amen.
And God begins to move in. He begins to move through it. And He begins to make the difference. Amen. The believer's opinion changes on these things of the world. Amen. We learn to love God. Amen. Because He is God.
Amen.
He's our God. Amen. He's a personal God. Amen. And we learn to love Him. Amen. And when we learn, now listen right here. We learn to love God. And when we learn to love God, Brother Andrew, we begin to hate sin. Amen. We begin, I look around this world, man, I hate all this mess that's taking place. It makes me sick. I know it makes God sick. He never designed it to be this way. He never designed people to be propped up on these substances and things, praise God. He designed them to be trusted in Him. Amen. The power that has, Jesus said, I have all power in heaven and in earth. If He's all powerful force, He's the only force that we need to have joy and happiness in this world. Amen. So He says that we need to have that change of mind. So we need a right attitude of the heart. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to have a change of the mind toward God. Amen. And we need to have a change of mind toward sin. And when we get this, when we start getting this stuff in line, praise God, you know what you have? Number four, you have self-surrender. Amen. You surrender self to the Lord. Amen. James said if we'd submit ourselves to God and put up a resistance, the old devil will flee from us. Amen. When we surrender ourselves to the Lord and put up a resistance, you see, we're no match for the devil. But when we put ourselves in God's hands, amen, it's like you're in the Lord's hands. You're one of these little people. And you're in the Lord's hands. Amen. When you accept Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to believe and trust in Him. Amen. Rely on Him, to listen to Him, to adhere to Him. Praise God. God puts you in His hand. Amen. You submitted yourself to Him. You say, Lord, I'm just going to put myself in Your hand. Can you see this? Just like this fella, and just as literally as this fella is in my hand. Said, Lord, I'm going to put myself in Your hand. I'm going to trust You. I'm going to rely on You. I'm going to adhere to You. I'm going to listen. Amen. I'm going to respect what You have to say. I'm going to do what You say to do. Praise God. I'm going to trust the Lord. Amen. What you do when you do that, you put up a resistance. And when you put up that resistance, it forms a barrier around you. Amen. The Holy Ghost speaks to you. He guides you. He leads you. Amen. You're covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the old devil tries to assail you, there's a force around you that says, not this time. When it comes at you again, not this time. Amen. No, wait a minute. You stop right there. Hey, God, didn't He do that with Job? Amen. Glory be to God. He said, hey, listen. He said, you do whatever you want to with everything that he's got in this world, but pray God, you don't touch his soul that belongs to me.
Amen.
He's signed and sealed, praise God, unto the day of redemption. There's nobody can pluck you out of God's hands once you've submitted to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. A transformation takes place in your life. You become a soul that's in God's hand. And the forces and demons of hell, amen. If it wasn't for the good God of glory of helping us, I mean, even that old lost man, the devil would destroy him in one night. That's quick. How many times? I don't want you to raise your hand, but how many times have you been out in the world and you've done stupid things? Maybe went out and got drunk or took dope or got in some kind of illicit sexual activity where you could have got something and died or been killed in a wreck. How many times have you done that as a lost person and God's hand was upon you and He kept you safe? Amen. Could have went out here lost, died, and went to hell, lost out God. But God in His grace and His mercy was there to push back those demons. He pushed the whole death back. Amen. Praise God. So you go free for just... I give you one more chance. I wonder how many times has God give you one more chance to just put yourself in His hand. to trust in Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to Him. Amen. And boy, you do that. But I'm afraid the church today ain't doing that. The church, we haven't had that. We haven't went all the way through this transformation process because we've never surrendered ourselves to the will of God. We used to have little old boys announcing or called to preach, standing testifying in the power of God. Amen. Used to have little old ladies, little old girls, and little young ladies. Amen. That read their Bible and get up and praise God in the house of God. Why are we not seeing that no more? Let me tell you why. Because some mamas and daddies, some mamas and papas, we haven't surrendered ourselves to God. We haven't put ourselves in the Lord's hand and say, Lord, I'm trusting in You. I'm believing in You. I'm surrendering to You. Amen. So the devil just keeps looking down, and we try to watch over them. God knows we do. We try to keep a strong hand on. We try to lead them in the right way. But because we haven't surrendered to the Lord, amen, while we haven't just said, you know what, God, I'm Yours, I'm trusting You, I'm surrendering to You. I'm putting up that resistance. What's happening? We've let down our guard. And while we're looking over this way, the devil sneaks in and he grabs one of our youngins and he drags them off just a little ways. Have you noticed how subtle he is? He'll drag them off just a little ways and then he'll let them go. And they'll run back wreck over there. But they've already got a taste of that outside. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? They've already got a taste of that. That's out there, and boy, the devil paints such a pretty picture of it. But he shows that methamphetamine how good it is. Boy, how it makes you feel. But he don't show them 6-8 months later, a year later, when they're dying, their teeth is all rotted out, acne all over their face, and they're dying. He don't show them that. But because we haven't submitted ourselves to God, because we haven't put ourselves in God's hand, mom and daddy, mom and papa, because our youngins is being snatched away from us. Amen. We've got to surrender to the Lord. Amen. So He can have His right of way in our heart. We must surrender to Him. Amen. We have got to do it today. Because we love Him, because of what He did, what He does for us. Amen. We've got to surrender self and say, Lord, here I am. Commit ourselves to Him and say, Lord, I just want to be a child of God the rest of my days. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's so hard. Not when we submit. Amen. When you do that, it's done deal. What's hard is getting to the point saying, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I've had enough of this. I want to be satisfied. I want my soul to be satisfied. I want to know where I'm going. I want everybody to get in. Amen. I want my children to be saved. I want to have joy in my life. Amen. So you come to that point, you get up one day and you say, you know what? I'm just going to go with God. The choice is made then. See, all the indecision, it's taken away. So you step up and you put yourself in God's hand. You say, Lord, here I am. Now You got to keep me. Here I am, Lord. You got to give me that I need. Here I am, Lord. You have to transform me. Have to change my mind. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said, you take yourself and you put yourself, you surrender yourself to the Lord. Amen. You become that transformation object of God. You put yourself in His hand and He begins to mold you in the likeness of His image. He begins to make you what He'd have you be. Amen. Now let me say this and I'm done. I want to say all that, it's not about a feeling. You say, well, preacher, I just don't feel like doing that now. I just don't feel like it's something that I want to do right now. He didn't ask you about no feeling. He asked him, he said, how must you be saved? He said, what must I do to be saved? I'm saying today it's to become a Christian, become a child of the God, become a believer, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to put our faith and our trust in Him. They said to him, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. He said, what you got to do is you got to surrender yourself, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, you know what? I'm putting myself in God's hands. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm believing on Lord Jesus Christ. There's a fellow, I've told you this story before. There was an old fellow out there, and he was a professor of some sort in physics. And I seen him at the grocery store, and he thought I was a manager or something because I'd been to a funeral and had my suit on. And he come to me, he said, can you tell me where it's at? I said, sir, I don't work here. I said, he said, well, you're all dressed up. I said, you look like you own the place. I said, well, I said, I'm a pastor. I just come from a funeral. He said, oh, so you don't do nothing then but tell people lies. I said, no, sir, I tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that's what I said. He said, I don't believe. I'm a physicist. He said, I don't believe that. I said, well, sir, I tell you, I said, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, let me just tell you why. I said, it helps me to stay pure. I live my life in good conscience toward my fellow man. And I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And if I go out of here, I said, I finished this life. I finished my course doing knowing I've been the best person I could be. I said, but what if I'm right and you're wrong? I said, I'll spend eternity in heaven and you'll spend eternity in hell, lost without God. I said, that's the difference in our choices. I said, I choose to believe. Amen. Amen. I choose to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I choose to put my faith and my trust in Him. If I die believing, amen, I believe that I'm going to spend eternity with Him. Amen. He's gone. I'm like old Abraham. Praise God. My faith is in the Lord. I'm looking for that city. Builder and maker's God. Amen. Jesus said this in John chapter 9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. In John chapter 6, verse 40, he said, and this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, that's Jesus, and believeth on Him, that's trusting, relying in Him, adhering to it, may have everlasting life. In John chapter 6, verse 44, the Bible says, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. See, it's not about a feeling today, but it's about the Word of God and God speaking to us saying, you know what? God loves you. God sent a Savior for you, sent someone to die for you. Would you accept that Savior? Amen. Amen. That's the will of God. It's the will of God today that every one of us would accept the sacrifice that was made on Calvary that we might be saved, that we might have that transforming process. What would we tell some old sinner that needed to, that said, what must I do to be saved? We would tell them that they must have a transformation in their life, a transformation of their heart, a transformation and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, a surrendering of their life, a change in their mind. Amen. That would transform us to the likeness and the image of God. Amen. I tell you what's wrong with us. We're not being transformed. Amen. We've got a head knowledge, but we don't have the heart knowledge. Amen. Because if we did, we'd love one another. Amen. He said, how do you know you're saved? Because the Bible says, little John says, because you love the brethren. Amen. Because you love the brethren. Love would spread in this place. Amen. It'd be so strong, praise God, that the devil couldn't do nothing about it. Amen. If we'd truly been born again, if we'd truly had a transformation process. Amen. Had been truly born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, Nicodemus knew all about the law. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. He said, how can I be born again? Can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, no. He said, you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. He said, it takes the Word of God touching your heart and the Spirit of God to stir you. Amen. To stepping out, saying, you know what? I want to go with God. I don't want to stay in this condition I'm in. But I want to be saved. Amen. I want to have the assurance of eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to help me to be the kind of person that God would be pleased with for His glory. Amen. What about you this morning as you stand to your feet? What about you?